We've all heard of the water issue they have in Chilton on the main road. There's some water there that's affecting buildings and it's going down the main street in the guttering. And it might be a disturbed spring, which leads us to your incredible idea, Lou, that you told us last week.
Yep. Tap that spring and make a spring-fed drinking font in Chilton. It will bring people from far and wide. So yesterday we decided it was time to head to Chilton and scope out where to put this drinking font.
This is where you want it, do you think, Lou?
Yeah, look, more or less, I think you need to take it just a little bit off the main street because it'll be hard to be pulling over to use the font. Sort of in between the bakery and the hotel there. There's a nice little, like, area that you can walk through. But it's got to look right, Matt. I know you're not churchy, but think almost like a holy water container, but bigger.
Yes.
So a water feature almost.
Yes.
So it's got, I don't know, say a lion's head. It's got a spout coming out of its mouth, and then the water just runs out of the spout into a nice brass basin below.
Oh, it's almost Roman.
Yes, I think so.
I should find out what the people think about your idea. Do you think that would work in the centre of town?
Who knows?
Do you see people coming from all over Australia? Because it might have whole... Like
it might have medicinal properties. If it's a proper spring, it might be really good for you.
They'd have to go through all that, wouldn't they?
But you're... So you sound like you're veering towards the positive.
Towards the positive, but I'm not feeling very positive.
Oh.
No?
No, I'm very sore in the body and it's giving me what-o.
Well, maybe that water.
Well, maybe. Maybe the special spring water might help.
Yeah, well, who knows?
All right, well, you have a great day. We're going to put you down as a positive.
Yeah, you can do that. It won't worry me.
Now, Lou, so we've got, the slightly more mature people on our side, clearly, with that gentleman. What we need to do is see if the young people would flock to Chilton for your fountain / font.
My special spring water.
Let's find out.
Oh, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Tell them about the lion.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking like a lion, like a brass lion.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, like a full water fountain with drinking lion.
Yes.
And it comes out of its mouth, yes.
What do you think?
Just say yes. More like a wishing well, you'd have better luck with that.
Can we add it? Can we add a wishing well, Ellen?
Yeah, there's no reason why you can't have like a big thing at the bottom and you just throw your coins in.
Lion, wishing well, would kids come along? Would young people?
Yes.
Well, so far, so good. And then we saw a bunch of workers, didn't we, Lou, just across the road?
We did. We thought they might be preparing the spring for the fountain.
Yeah, no, we've got a lovely drinking fountain across the road.
Yeah, but this would be better. Would it be better, Lou?
Only if it's nice, proper, clear water.
So what we've got there isn't groundwater. It's actually it's out of the water pipe. So
where's this bloody spring then?
Well, we don't know if there is a spring or not. We do know that there's a leaking water pipe.
Oh, because you can't drink that water, Lou. Look at it. It's brown.
Well, it's only brown because it's got dirt in it, Matt. It's probably normal drinking water if it's coming out of the water pipe.
This is the same normal drinking water you'll get out of your tap.
Right. But we've got to find the spring first.
You could disguise it as spring water, couldn't you?
Find the spring. So that might throw a little spanner in the works there, Lou. There might not even be a spring problem.
Nah, no problem.
No.
You know, I mean, every bottle of spring water that you drink that says it's spring water that you buy, is it really spring water?
So what are you saying? Is it a goer?
Green light.